Center in the Catskills on WIOX Radio, live and local in the Catskill Mountains. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program, and yes, lean on me. Sometimes we have to lean on our friends, our families, our neighbors to get through the day. Yes, just the other night I called a friend and said, hey, we need to talk. Samadhi is a nonprofit organization based in Kingston that takes a mindfulness approach to preventing, treating, and supporting people in recovery from some substance use disorders and addiction. Some weeks ago, Jason Tompkins, a CERPA, a Certified Recovery Peer Advocate with Samadhi, who's been on this program a number of times because he used to be with the Catskills Pathways to Recovery, Jason spoke with me about a mobile van that Samadhi has purchased with support from OASIS, the New York State Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services. And this mobile van will take treatment and recovery services beyond Kingston. I'm delighted to have Jason Tompkins back on Health Cetera in the Catskills today to talk about the progress that's been made in bringing the van to the Catskills. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Diana. Thank you so much for having me again. I know I've been on like every month, so I am grateful to you.
And we're happy to have you anytime. You know that.
Thank you.
And joining him today in this discussion is Simon Abramson, who is a licensed master social worker, a psychotherapist, and the director of Mobile Outpatient at Samadhi. Simon, welcome to Health Cetera in the Catskills.
Indeed, what a treat it is to be here. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Well, let's start off talking a little bit, just to orient people about Samadhi briefly, because whenever you come on, I do like people to know about this organization. What is Samadhi, and what does it do? Who wants to start with that?
How about I jump in, and then, Jason,
Go ahead, Simon.
So, Samadhi, we're a nonprofit based out of Kingston, but we're doing work all through Ulster County and parts of Delaware County, focused on helping people with the impacts of addiction. So, anything from alcohol to fentanyl and crack, we're helping folks impacted by addiction. So, we're working with family members, we're working with friends, and we're working with folks that have had chaotic substance use themselves. Jason, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think you nailed it pretty good. I mean, Samadhi's person-centered approach basically means that it's different for everyone. And like you mentioned with Catskill's Pathways to Recovery, each pathway to recovery is different. So we try to be there and focus on what the person who is struggling wants for themselves rather than what we feel they need.
And Jason, if we could point out, one of the things that really stands out to me about Samadhi and something that really distinguishes it is that Samadhi embraces a mindfulness approach, and maybe just say just a few words about what that is.
Yeah, so I feel along with the lines of the person-centered approach is mindfulness. So sometimes things don't go exactly like you would like, and it takes a lot of patience. You want to see people recover right away, but that's just not reality. So hanging in there, focusing on that person and realizing everyone's different and being patient are keys. Simon, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, addiction is often a way we cover up and try to self-treat trauma. I may turn to alcohol or I may turn to something else as a way to cope, a way to cope with past trauma or ongoing trauma. And so mindfulness, this practice of slowing down, this practice of paying attention to what's actually happening in this present moment, through the breath, through paying attention to the sensations we may have in our body, feeling my feet on the ground, feeling the seat support my body. Through these practices, we can become more present and we can actually work on unwinding some of the knots caused by the trauma and on addressing the underlying trauma. And in addressing the underlying trauma, then a lot of the chaotic behavior associated with substance use can also be that much easier to change.
And I want to acknowledge that Samadhi, this founder and director, executive director, is David McNamara, who himself is, I believe, a Buddhist and studied Zen Buddhism, and brings that mindfulness approach to this work, which I think really is special, and has this organization standing out from all others. I'm so impressed with the approach that Samadhi takes. Now, Simon, tell us about the mobile van and why Samadhi wanted a mobile van and what you're trying to do with it.
Great. So Samadhi started as a community outreach center. We had a building in Kingston where folks could come and they could spend the day. They had a safe place where they could go. There were peer-led recovery meetings, many of those with a mindfulness focus, these refuge recovery meetings. And it was just generally a safe place where folks could meet with folks that were also going through recovery at various stages of recovery. And then about a year and a half ago, Samadhi opened up an outpatient clinic. So now this is expanding the peer offerings into clinical offerings. So we have the Samadhi outpatient clinic where folks that are interested in recovery, any step in the process, whether they have but they've been without use or not, they may still be actively using but interested in changing the way they're using or the amount that they're using, folks can come to Samadhi outpatient. We have two locations in Kingston, and they can meet with a clinician. They can meet with a social worker. They can meet with a CASAC, an addiction specialist. And they can have private one-on-one sessions. They could join therapeutic groups. They could come to a therapeutic art group. There's all sorts of ways folks are getting involved with the outpatient clinic. And we're helping folks in the outpatient clinic to make meaningful changes in their lives, to move towards whatever their goals are for themselves. That's been happening for some time. What the mobile outpatient, this van, what that allows us to do is it allows us to bring the clinical work that's happening at our two fixed locations, allows us to bring that out into the community. So some folks may not be ready, or they may not even be interested in hopping on a bus and heading into Kingston. They may not be interested, even if it's just a walk down the street, in coming into one of the buildings where our outpatient clinics are functioning. Sometimes there can be all sorts of associations folks have with going into drug addiction treatment, and people may not want that. And so what our mobile outpatient clinic, what the van allows us to do is it allows us to bring that out into the community and to literally meet people where they're at. That's been fundamental to the philosophy of Samadhi all along, really meeting people where they're at. Our focus, if somebody wants sobriety, if somebody wants abstinence, we're in full support. And if somebody doesn't want that, they simply want to switch from using a more dangerous IV form of using drugs over to smoking, or they want to stop smoking and just stop smoking during the week, but just use drugs on weekends. We are here to support people to reduce their drug intake such that they can move towards whatever their goals are.
And thank you. That was a really good overview. And I this idea of meeting people where they're at and small steps. And Jason, we've talked about that before on Health Cetera, but for those who may not have heard it, just maybe give a couple examples of how it does make a difference if you do small steps. So the idea of helping somebody to use less or to switch to another way of using a drug, to some people may seem the word that's often used by people who don't understand harm reduction, which is what this approach is. They want to say you're enabling people to use, but it's actually quite the opposite, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I thank you both. That was a really good overview, like you said, Diana. Yeah, so it really is. The other thing that Japan offers is privacy, if that's what the person wants. A lot of times, like Simon had mentioned, they are maybe intimidated or not even interested, but the option of having someone in the van is a private setting. It's a comfortable office setting. So a lot of times just that first engagement with someone opens up some trust. And, you know, they can have a private setting to either meet with Simon, myself, the doctor through telehealth. But it is crucial because a lot of times people might not even know they're ready until they talk to someone, or maybe they're not ready. Being there and being present is so important because there will come a day where they want to make a step, whether it's tapering. I think it's so important to be there for people because, you know, a step from IV using to smoking drugs is such a huge step and can save a lot of lives with the spread of disease and everything else associated with it. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's a big part of it. A big part of our goal is to help people to survive. Help people to survive and to reduce the spread of disease, right? First and foremost, that's our number one goal. Let's help people to survive and reduce the negative impacts of drug use in the community through the spread of disease. Let's do that because if somebody does overdose and they don't survive an overdose, they can never recover.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
And so let's keep people alive first, and then let's give people lots of options and opportunity to make meaningful change in their lives. So they may meet Jason sitting behind the table handing out Narcan at an event, or they may meet Jason walking through a park where there's known drug use, and he may introduce himself and say hi and just be a friendly face. They may meet him week after week, and at some point they may say, you know what, I'm ready to make a change. I remember that guy. What was his name? Oh, I have his business card in my pocket. Or he's at that park every Thursday afternoon. I'm going to go to that park.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's so true.
That's what we're working towards.
So I'm going to ask both of you this question. In your experience, what percent of the people that you've worked with actually, and we know recovery has its ups and downs, but what percent of them actually become successful in being off of opioids? They might be on something like Suboxone, a medication-assisted treatment, but actually are successful, that these small steps actually lead to somebody being fully in recovery and able to make it. Simon?
Yeah, and even the framing of the question is presuming that the path to success ends with sobriety, right?
Right.
Which is the case for many of us, but doesn't. I don't believe it has to be the case for all of us.
Say more about that.
I'm thinking about a young man that I meet within the van regularly, and he has made meaningful change in his life. He is now using IV drugs one, maybe 2 days a week. He keeps it specifically to weekends. And he's been able to find meaningful employment and to work in the community. And he's really working to rebuild his life one step at a time. And for him right now, using one day on the weekends is acceptable. And his life is significantly different than it was a year ago when he was spending far more money, spending far more time, and engaged in much riskier behavior.
Great. Excellent example.
Yeah.
Jason.
If I could add on to that, I would say directly involved is the stigma. So if you can show people and break down that stigma that, okay, you're going to use sometimes, that's okay too. Like, it's not one size fits all. That is proven to save lives. I would love to put a number on your question, Diana, but that is a really hard question. In my experience, I've seen, I would probably say like 65% towards recovery, and that means whatever it is to them.
Yeah.
So if that's still smoking weed or being on medicine, then that's okay too, because as we all know, addiction is disease. So the stigma people associate with medicine is just as bad as the stigma with substances.
That's a good
point. It's not a crutch. It's actually proven to save lives. And if people stay on medicine their whole lives, that's okay too.
Yeah.
The statistic that I recently heard, I'm not sure what its source is, but the statistic that I recently heard is that if 100 people go into addiction treatment, 6%, 6 of those folks end with abstinence and they retain their sobriety, 6%. 43% of those folks are able to make meaningful change in their substance use, moving towards harm reduction like approaches, using clean needles, using less, not injecting. And they're able to make meaningful change and to sustain that meaningful change over time. So
yeah,
together, that's half the folks coming in are able to significantly improve their quality of life.
And I have shared on this program before that I have a relative who was addicted to heroin and opioids and who knew that he could talk with me about this, and I would talk with him regularly about what was going on, and I took a harm reduction approach with him. He is now off of all opioids, and he actually, people may not know this, but sometimes the medications themselves to treat the addiction can be very hard to withdraw from. And I really recommend that if anybody who wants to withdraw from them, and Jason, you made a very good point, we don't tell people with diabetes that you have to figure out a way to withdraw from your insulin. That would be insane.
Exactly.
But for my family member, I advised my family member to withdraw with medical oversight. My family member chose not to. My family member decided that they were going to do it on their own, and they were able to be successful. Now, that doesn't mean that that family member isn't using some other substances that are much, much less harmful. But that's a huge step forward for that person, and I'll take it. I'll take it because he was going to end up dead if
exactly.
So,
Diana, I don't want to cut you off, but I do want to commend you on your approach. That's not easy for a lot of family members. They're kind of lost in this whole chaos, and they're not sure how to approach it.
Yeah.
But I can say from seeing it that opening that line of communication, letting them know that they can talk to you about their drug use, which oftentimes is such a private thing, which also leads to death. When people use alone, that leads to death. So that approach, I really admire how you did that, and I'm sure it had a lot to do with his success.
And so in the time we have left, let's talk about where this van will be in July, and will you be coming up to Northwestern Ulster County or anywhere in Delaware County?
Yes. So right now we're getting together, as Simon might have mentioned to you earlier, the van team is expanding so that we have more opportunities to get out in the field with the van. We're shooting for starting the following week, not next week, but the following week, having the van in Delaware County Wednesdays. Now, where, I'm not sure. I'm going to try to hit hotspots. I'm going to try to post it on social media so that folks can know. But there's plenty of hotspots, even by you, Diana. Roxbury is very hard hit by this opioid crisis.
Yes.
So I feel just getting our foot out there and getting out in the community is important. So we're really trying to establish a schedule that we can commit to, as well as event coordinate, so that we can ahead of time post that we're going to be here at this time. Please come see us.
So that would be the week of the 14th of July, if I'm correct, and or the 15th. And if you send me the details about where you're at, I'll announce it that week. I'll be off the air next week.
And one more thing just to add to that. And for the time being, Jason is available as a peer counselor, as somebody who's available to talk with folks, to meet with folks in person, to meet with folks on the phone. Even without the physical van there, we're still very much available to meet with folks and to help folks as they're navigating some of these challenges. We have a 24/7 hotline that's answered by folks that have been through addiction themselves, that have done some training to become addiction certified peer recovery advocates. That phone number is 855-SAMADHI, S-A-M-A-D-H-I, 855-SAMADHI.
Do you know the numbers?
Yeah, I'd have to look at my phone to figure it out.
I'll help you. All right, so it's 855-7262-344. And that's 855-72. Sorry, I'm doing it on my phone. 7262-44.
So 855-726-2344. Now, is that how they reach you, Jason?
Well, they can reach me. That is our hotline, so it could be answered by numerous peers. But if they would like to reach me directly, because like Simon said, regardless of where I am, if the van's next to me or not, I'm still the van team. I'm still a Sherpa. And even on my off time, I'm available, because there's never a perfect time for someone to reach out. So I like to be available 24/7. So my name is Jason Tompkins, and my number, you can reach me directly, is 607-267-2736.
One more time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 607-267-2736. And you can even text if you're not comfortable calling. I'll respond.
Now, people from our area can go to Kingston if they want and use the services.
Absolutely.
In Kingston?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And who should be thinking about coming to the van when it's in our region?
Great question. Anyone at all, even if it's, you know, a family member who's concerned about someone who's struggling, absolutely anyone. Someone wants information, someone just wants to talk. But Simon, if you want to go into a little bit of what, I know we don't have much time, but what the van offers?
Yeah, so it's one of the things that we offer is we offer Narcan. There's free Narcan. So Narcan is a way to reverse a drug overdose. So if you know somebody that is using or that may be using, it's a good idea to have Narcan in the house, to have Narcan in your car. And God forbid somebody stops breathing, you can reverse that overdose with the Narcan. That's mm-hmm. available for free via the van. We have other harm reduction supplies to help people to reduce the risks associated with drug use. We have certified peer recovery advocates with the van, Jason and other folks with similar qualifications. We often will have a social worker or a CASAC, a certified addiction counselor, with the van. The van can help with just about anything people need. We keep lots of wound care stuff. We've had folks hop on the van, take a break from the heat, and bandage their blisters on their feet. Spend some time drinking some cold water and just talking with folks and building relationships. It was alluded to earlier, but one of, you know, there's so much stigma associated with drug use, and that isolation that comes with the shame, the isolation can really be one of the most dangerous parts of addiction.
Yeah.
And so building, we're here to build relationships. If you have somebody you're concerned with, give us a call, come out and visit, bring your friend over to the van, or just talk with one of our staff people, and we'll see if there's ways we can help connect you to services.
So one very quick question, because we're almost out of time. So if I want to get into treatment now, can I come onto the van and can I get into treatment?
Yeah, so I was going to add to what Simon said. We also have a great feature, which is telehealth directly to our provider. So if someone needs medicine, they can do that. But yes, you can directly reach out to us, and we'll work with you on what you feel is best, a best plan for you.
So look, I want you guys to come back on in a couple months and let us know how it's going. I also want to talk about some of the challenges that you've confronted with trying to deliver services on a mobile van. Maybe we'll talk about what you're going to do in the winter, too, up here in the mountains. But I want to thank you so much for coming on today and talking about this important service that Samadhi's providing to us. Jason Tompkins, who is a CERPA with Samadhi, a Certified Recovery Peer Advocate, and Simon Abramson, a licensed master social worker and psychotherapist, and the director of the mobile outpatient at Samadhi. Thank you both for coming on today.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Have a great holiday. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah, good, really good work, and I'm grateful to both of them for coming on, and we will keep you posted. Well, I'm out of time. I'm a little over. My apologies that I'm over. You've been listening to Health Cetera in the Catskills. I'm Diana Mason, and we're on WIOX Community Radio, live and local in the Catskill Mountains. Have a great day. Enjoy this day.